on a trip. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Monitor.
Yes, Monitor 67 is here. Gene Rayburn is here. And June is here. And if you'll allow me a poetic moment. What is so rare as a day in June? Then, if ever, come perfect days. Oh, well. Perfection is hard to achieve, but Monitor will certainly try to make this as informative a day as possible. Brings you lots of entertaining guests and music. Cover the breaking news, too, especially the United Nations session to be held today on the crisis in the Middle East. We'll switch over to the United Nations building for any important developments as they happen. Right now on Monitor, music from the group known as Harper's Bazaar. In one moment, the winningest pitcher in Yankee history says goodbye. Monitor Sports is brought to you by the refiners of the famed Kendall GT1 Racing Oil. Nothing makes everyday driving more exciting than to drive a sporty car with a name like GT, Super Sport, Mustang, Barracuda, or Camaro. But such cars have high-performance engines, and they need the high-performance protection of new Kendall GT1 racing oil. Refined from the choicest 100% Pennsylvania crude oil for extra oiliness, Kendall GT1 racing oil is reinforced with special additives to prevent rust, engine deposits, and foaming. Whether you drive a high-performance car in traffic, on turnpikes, or in competition, be sure it's properly protected with Kendall GT1 racing oil. Your dealer has it, recommends it, stands back of it as the finest oil for high-performance engines ever offered. 38-year-old Whitey Ford put away his Yankee pinstripes this week, called it a career after 16 years in the house that Ruth built and 236 victories, more than any pitcher in Yankee history. A report from Monitor Sports Editor Len Dillon.
Whitey Ford, you've had a couple of days to mull things over since you've announced your retirement from the Yankee organization. What's your reaction?
Well, I think the shock hasn't worn off yet, Len, but I'm getting to see a lot of my kids. I haven't seen them in the summer, during the summer for many years, and so far it's been pretty nice, not as bad as I thought it would be.
Whitey, this bone spur on the elbow, how far back does it go, and when did it first start to bother you?
Dr. Gaynor thought it probably started 6 or 7 years ago. He's had x-rays of my elbow 4 or 5 years ago where it was smaller, but had started growing, and he thinks maybe 6 or 7 years ago I started to develop this thing.
But it never really bothered you until spring training this year?
It used to bother me in other spring trainings, but it would go away by the time the season started. But this year I've just had it all spring and into the season, and I was taking medicines for it, but finally got to a point where I just couldn't pitch at all with it.
When this first occurred, I guess you started thinking about retirement after the two operations you had gone through.
Well, the funny part of it was this was the last thing in the world I was worried about was an elbow. The other operation that I had when they put the new artery in my shoulder was such a success, and I felt so good about that. And then for something like this to come along, it was quite disappointing.
Well, other than scouting, how about coaching for you, or managing? You were a pitcher coach 1 year, a couple of years back.
Well, I'm going to wait and see what happens this summer. Possibly I'd like to get back in coaching, and this job they're going to give me, maybe I won't like it. You know, it might be real boring, but I'm going to try it this summer and think over a lot of things, and then possibly if I got an offer to coach somewhere next year, I might want to try that. But the fun of that would be, you know, training or trying to teach these young fellows, but...
Really doesn't hold any interest for you?
Not a bit.
Looking back over the years, and you've set a lot of records, what record or records do you cherish the most?
Well, I suppose the one in I set in the 1961 World Series, Babe Ruth had the record of scoreless innings. I think it was 32 or 31, and I think I got 33 or an inning more, whatever it was. I think that's probably the biggest thrill I've had as far as records, which I haven't been very concerned with records throughout my career, but... If I had one to say I was proud of, I'd have to pick that one.
Well, Whitey, they've retired 3, 4, and 5. Ruth, Kerrigan, DiMaggio. What about number 16?
Well, I don't know. You named some pretty good guys there. I think number 7 is going to be the next one that they're going to retire. I hope it isn't for quite a while, but I'm pretty sure that'll be the next one.
Well, Whitey Ford, I want to thank you ever so much.
Thank you, Len.
Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
Number 7, of course, is Mickey Mantle. Incidentally, I taped a television show with Joan Ford, Whitey's wife, this week, and I never brought up the subject at all. And later, when I talked to her, she says, "It's a good thing you didn't, because I would have burst into tears." It really has been a sad, sad week. Now, here's a word about Jamar Ruby Slacks.
This is Mel Allen with news about Jamar's Sansabelt Slacks. Sansabelt, with its unique patented inner waistband that slims you, trims you, yet never holds you back. And as for their exclusive J-Flex fabric of 55% Dacron polyester, 45% wool, sags and wrinkles never get set. Sansabelt slacks are available at fine stores near you in brand new textures, all color cued to match your favorite blazer, shirt, or sweater. That's Sansabelt slacks, made by people who care for people who care. A product of Jamar Ruby Incorporated, Michigan City, Indiana.
While everybody's sorry to see Whitey Ford hang up his glove, there's no doubt he'll show up in baseball's Hall of Fame once the waiting period of 5 years is up. Incidentally, speaking of the Hall of Fame, let's have a quick quiz. Who were the first 5 players admitted when the hall was open in 1936? We'll give you a minute to think it over right here in the Monitor Beacon.
Chateau Martin wine is on the list of best sellers. Best wine sellers everywhere.
Time, it's about the Chateau Martin wine. The flavor and aroma are so fine. Try the sherry or the port, buy the gallon or the quart. You'll be nuts about the Chateau Martin wine.
Every well-stocked cellar includes Chateau Martin port wine, the rich, clear dessert wine that provides the happy ending to a perfect dinner. Chateau Martin port wine, made from choice California grapes, mellowed in 100-year-old oak casks, is distinctive in flavor and aroma. Try it, then you'll understand why...
Chateau Martin wine is on the list of best sellers. Best wine sellers everywhere.
I am about your Chateau Martin wine.
A product of Chateau Martin Wines, New York. Makers of famous Chateau Martin sherry wine. Had any lately?
The Come Alive sound on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
Gene Rayburn once again. It's coming up on 19 minutes past the monitor hour with the answer to our little baseball quiz. The five players first admitted to the Hall of Fame were Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, Walter Johnson, I was right about that one, Christy Mathewson, Honus Wagner. Get them all? If not, shame on you. It was kind of tough. You better go stand in the corner. Or wait a minute, a worse punishment. We sentence you to watch the Mets play. Now, for the national weather, it looks fine for baseball watching or any other outdoor activities for most of the country. Sunny and warm, the only exception, shower activity or rain in the southeast and along the Gulf Coast to South Texas.
Everywhere along America's great highways, you see good service stations with a big new bright yellow ANCO windshield wiper service cabinet. That cabinet serves as a reminder that you never need to gamble when driving your car in bad weather with dead wiper blades that streak and blur your vision dangerously. Statistics show that reduced visibility caused by rain or snow on the windshield is responsible for a tragic percentage of traffic deaths. Even the best windshield wiper rubber goes dead from exposure to sun, wind, and oily road film. Once dead, it can't stop streaking your windshield and blurring your vision. Refill or replace your windshield wiper blades as soon as they start streaking at any service station where you see the big bright yellow ANCO cabinet. It's stocked with the world's finest windshield wipers, arms, and refills. ANCO, A-N-C-O, by Anderson. The skilled ANCO man at the pump can quick fit your car correctly in mere seconds. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
Monitor music now by Tommy Garrett and his 50, well, three at least, fabulous guitars. The tune, Courtin'. I want to remind you that we're waiting for the Security Council at the United Nations to begin today's deliberations. And after they do begin, and if there's something to report, naturally, we're going to switch right over there. Taken by any standard, especially on a pound-for-pound basis, there probably is no more active individual in the communication arts than Woody Allen. Weighing in at about 110 pounds, he can be seen in a movie, has a hit play running on Broadway, is appearing in nightclubs, on television, is writing articles for several magazines, etc., etc. There's an obvious question to be asked, and monitor reporter Leonard Probst asked it.
Mr. Allen, how do you do it? How can you be a writer, a playwright, a TV comedian, a nightclub comedian, a producer? How do you do it all at the same time?
Well, of course, I have guys dress up as me. That's one of the terrific secrets. The truth of the matter is, and people don't realize this, that these things are not nearly as time-consuming as you would think. For instance, if I'm appearing in a nightclub, I have all day off until 10 o'clock at night. Then I go down to the nightclub and I work a half hour on stage, have a two-hour break till the next show, and work another half hour. Now, that really doesn't require much, but it appears like it's a lot because I'm appearing nightly at the Americana and there's a terrific amount of publicity on that. In addition to that, in my spare time on, say, two weekends, I'll do something for the New Yorker magazine, or three weekends. During the week, I'll be working on a play or a film, and the publicity that comes out on a play or a movie is so enormous that it seems bigger than it is. But actually, there's a lot of time in the week and a lot of time in the day to work if you work. People don't realize it, you know. But I don't work just an eight-hour day. I work all day on my play, and then I have dinner, and then I work on my play some more, and then go down to the Americana. And then if I'm finished with my play, you know, I get nervous if I'm not working at all. So I work about a 16-hour day, and I enjoy it. I mean, and there's a terrific amount of time to work that people don't realize.
Well, isn't one difference that people who work normally work for somebody else, that when Woody Allen works, he's working for Woody Allen?
Yes, that's one true thing. And also, I don't consider it work. If someone said to me, if I worked as a plumber, and someone said to me, okay, your day's over now, you can go home, I would probably go home and write, because I enjoy doing it. It's like, you know, like someone playing baseball or something. And so it doesn't seem like work, even though it's hard to do it, in the sense that a baseball player will get tired and perspired and injured and all of that. It's still fun to do it. I don't look to get away from it. I can't wait till I get back to it.
Isn't it lonely?
It's lonely when you're writing, no question about that. Not when you're performing. Then it's terrifically, you know, you're very social. But yes, it's very lonely when you, because you lock yourself in the room all day, and every time the phone rings or something, you get furious, or I do.
But you've worked yourself into a vertical monopoly, haven't you? I mean, you get the idea, you write the idea, then you perform the idea. How does a new project start with Woody Allen?
Well, sometimes I get very lucky. I'm walking down the street or shaving or something, and a terrific idea for something hits me, and I make a note of it, and I got something to go to at the time. But if it doesn't, I force it. I'm from years of writing in television, you know, I had to show up at an office every single morning and put the paper in the typewriter and write, and it had to go on that week. And so it's great if I get an inspirational idea, you know, and very often I do, and it's a big help. But a certain amount of times I find myself in a closed room, knowing I have to do the Ed Sullivan Show in 2 weeks, or knowing that I open at a club, or that I want to work on a movie script, and I force it. I just, you know, agonize myself into getting it. I deliberately keep my office very dull. You know, I have it painted a dull color. I don't have pictures on the wall, really. I have very few books in it because I took down the mirror that was built into the wall in that room because that's exactly what you do want, is a room where you're not distracted, where it's unpleasant.
Do you have signs that tell you what to do or what not to do, or anything around it to remind you of anything?
I don't, but I occasionally will write little notes to myself, like courage, you know, and things like that.
Don't think?
Don't think, right, feel.
Woody Allen telling how Woody Allen creates Woody Allen.
Well, since Woody got three mentions, it seems only fair that Monitor's Leonard Probst should get at least one. Then I just gave it.
Here's Vic Damone for Coppertone.
Make the most of moments in the sun. Coppertone makes living in the sunshine fun. It gives the fastest tan, as you will quickly see. Cause nothing tans like Coppertone naturally. So get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan, don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
Come on, join the tannables and get the best of the sun with Coppertone. You'll get the fastest tan possible with maximum sunburn protection. A marvelously deep, dark, long-lasting tan. Coppertone not only has the most widely beach-tested sunscreen, it's enriched with lanolin, cocoa butter, and other moisturizers that actually make your skin more tannable, keep it satiny smooth and soft. Don't be a pale face. Get out in the sun and get a better tan with Coppertone.
Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan, don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
That's a good sound, called Puppet on the String, manipulated by the master trumpeter, Big Al Hurt, on monitor.
Mr. Miller? The Mr. Miller who owns a Cub Cadet tractor?
Wrong Miller. You want the one next door.
Well, that's all right. I'm doing a survey on cadet tractors, and I'm sure you've watched your neighbor using his.
Oh, I've seen that guy Miller with his cadet, all right. Mowing, hauling wood, working in the garden.
Uh-huh.
I see too much, I'll tell you.
Well, you sound sort of negative. Does it make too much noise?
Well, no, it's quiet enough. But like they say, it's not a toy, it's a tractor. built like the big IH tractors.
Well, I don't see
you
what...
You just don't get it. I don't know if that Cub Cadet is ever going to wear out.
Hmm. Well, why should that bother you? What?
You couldn't guess? I sell lawnmowers.
Here's a bonus for you. Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower. Anytime before July 1st from a participating dealer, you'll get an international rotary mower free. To find your cadet dealer, phone Western Union, ask for operator 2525. As for locating the nation's top dealer of weekend radio information and entertainment, you just tune in to the NBC station nearest you. Monitor will be there. In the eastern Montana and northern Wyoming area, known as the Midland Empire, KGHL Billings, Montana, performs yeoman service for its friends and neighbors there. Brief time out now. Gene Rayburn back shortly.
This is Ted Webb. I'll be with you this morning to cover the exciting world of auto racing right here on NBC Radio.
Say, did you hear the joke about the guy who took something in to get it repaired and did? You're not laughing, are you? Well, neither am I. And you know what? Neither are the people at Ford Motor Company. Now, they don't say they're going to solve all our service problems overnight. Nobody's going to do that. But when it comes to automobile service, Lincoln, Mercury, and Ford dealers sure have got the right idea. Did you know that 9 out of every 10 of Metro New York's Lincoln, Mercury, and Ford dealers have electronic diagnostic equipment to help find out exactly what's wrong with a car right now? Well, you can bet there'll be more diagnostic equipment, too, because in Dearborn, Michigan, Ford Motor Company has built a service research center where they're constantly looking for new ways to give us better service. Someday, we won't have a problem getting things serviced. I'd say someday just got a little bit closer. Yes, and service, too. Ford has a better idea. 73 degrees and sunny in Big Town, the big voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
On monitor next, the Dean of Mars in one of his latest, If I Ever Get Back to Georgia.
Well, the wind blows cold in New York City along about the middle of now, and I'm telling you I'd be a happy man if I could get away somehow, cause I'm growing old before my time. Finally, I see the light. But if it cost a dime to get around the world, I couldn't get out of sight. But if I ever get back to Georgia, there'd be no messing around. If I ever get back to Georgia, I'm gonna nail my feet to the ground.
In the cold, cold land.
Well, the building was here in New York City. Grows so doggone tall. Sometimes you can walk for a couple of days and never see the sun at all. So I left last night, I was homebound. I wanna sit and I cry. Gotta stuck out my thumb till my thumb got numb and the car went right on by. But if I ever get back to Georgia, there'd be no messing around. If I ever get back to Georgia, I'm gonna nail my feet to the ground.
In the cold, cold ground.
Well, I guess my time in New York City has been a total waste, cause I met a little girl from the social world. I really put her in her place when she sold me half of the Brooklyn Bridge. I hung around just for spite, but I played it smart till I won her heart, and I bought the other half last night. But if I ever get back to Georgia, there'd be no messing around. If I ever get back to Georgia, I'm gonna nail my feet to the ground. But if I ever get back to Georgia, there'd be no messing around. If I ever get back to Georgia, I'm gonna nail my feet to the ground.
In the cold, cold ground.
What are you trying to do?
It's NBC. Monitor on NBC. On the go on radio. It's NBC.
Gene Rayburn with Monitor 67, the show for all seasons, which spices your springtime with a wide variety of listening fare, ranging from Chet Huntley discussing the Pachamentaris Conference at Geneva to Dick Van Dyke talking about interior decoration to a trip over to the United Nations Security Council meeting on the Middle East crisis as soon as anything important develops there. And also music, King Richard's Flugel Nights. Everybody loves my baby.
My name, Jose Jimenez, the bellboy, carrying a message from the bell system. You hear that poor fellow crying over there? A beautiful resort and no room because he forgot to call ahead. And the wife and the kiddies are out in the car discussing the plans for a new daddy. Now he's groaning, and I hate to see a groaning man cry. I'll go over and comfort him very sweetly. Hey, stupid, the next time... Good vacation planners call ahead for reservations. Either plan ahead or plan to cry a lot.
Next on Monitor, Chet Huntley, brought to you by the Great American Insurance Companies, protecting the nation through hometown insurance agents. Here's Chet Huntley.
There were a number of old friends and more distinguished people at the Pachamentaris II Congress last week in Geneva, but it turned out to be a poor show. It left a bad taste, and many Americans might justifiably wish that they hadn't done it. More on this in a moment, following this message from Great American Insurance.
Hey, Joe, come on over and have a bite with us.
Thanks. Might as well.
Hey, you're looking glum. Problems?
Problems? Compressor blew out last night, and I lost 1,000 gallons of milk we were processing.
Oh, boy. Are you covered for it?
Nah. My insurance agent said he didn't think I was covered because there was nothing about sour milk in my policies.
You ought to talk to my agent. He got me a policy that covers every kind of problem a machine shop operator can run into. One policy. A package. Comes from Great American.
Yeah, but I got a dairy.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. The way Great American works it, they set up the policy exactly for the business it covers. One policy for me, different one for you.
You mean if I had this Great American policy, I wouldn't be out the dough for this spoiled milk?
I'll bet you a cup of coffee you wouldn't. Call them up and find out.
Once again, Chet Huntley.
Senator J. William Fulbright, Dr. Robert Hutchins, Maria Manas were some of those who attended the Pachamentaris meeting in Geneva. Miss Manas is a talented and highly sensitive writer. Dr. Hutchins has made great contributions to the thinking of this nation. Senator Fulbright has frequently been a monument to restraint and good sense and world peace. But the Pachamintaras Congress in Geneva descended into a long and bitter denunciation of the United States. The scores of foreigners who appeared at the meeting in Geneva used it as an important world rostrum from which they could indict the United States. So the question, why did these distinguished Americans find it necessary to journey to Geneva, to Europe, to set up a platform there, and in effect, to act something like cheerleaders for the international chorus of bitter complaint against this country? There was in it the clear implication that they had to go to Geneva because they could get no platform here at home. And that is simply not true. Did their indictment carry more weight? Did it take on some degree of truth or accuracy because it was launched from foreign soil? Circumstance did not treat the Geneva Convention too kindly either. As it convened, war almost broke out in the Middle East, and we listened as some of the participants in Pachamintaras launched into detailed and somewhat labored explanations of how it was highly consistent to oppose the war in Vietnam, but to support Israel if she should have to resort to force to open the Gulf of Aqaba. The rhetoric at Geneva sometimes grew excessive, and the temptation to overstate could not be put aside. Miss Manus indicted, or indicated rather, that all our college campuses were in revolt. Well, they are not. She complained that the President of the United States does not speak for American youth. Well, it is likely that most of our presidents have failed in that respect. And she charged that Vice President Humphrey was too busy trying to become president to permit himself to be a statesman. Coming from Geneva and delivered before a European audience, it just didn't sound very well. We are left to reflect upon what might have happened should the president respond to this consistent demand that he stop the bombing. If by chance they should be right, and if it should bring peace, no one would hesitate to accord them their due prescience. But if it should do no good or change nothing, what would they do? To what position would they then retreat? What would be the next proposal? Or are they staking all their judgment on stop the bombing? This is Chet Huntley, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
You'll hear Chet Huntley again later this weekend on Monitor, and you can hear him on weekdays, too, over these same NBC stations. Incidentally, next weekend, as part of Monitor's special 12th birthday activities, Chet Huntley will contrast what's going on in the world, what was going on in the world 12 years ago, with current events. And with David Brinkley, we'll also discuss the future. We think you'll find that most intriguing. That, in addition to a host of entertainment features, forecasts, music, then and now, many other items too numerous to mention. Well, let me just drop a few names for you. Steve Allen, Dinah Shore, Rock Hudson, James Mason, Bob Newhart. Oh, scores and scores more. You take my word for it. Be here with Monitor all next weekend for our 12th birthday celebration.
Mrs. Burke?
Yeah?
You will keep that dog in, won't you?
Depends. What are you selling?
Well, I'm doing a survey, Mrs. Burke, about your husband's Cub Cadet tractor.
It's my cadet. Look, I'm busy. Shut up, update!
You know, we say the cadet is no toy, but a tractor. Built for keeps. Built like the big IH tractors, you know?
Yeah, it's not bad. At least it don't fall apart. Look, I got no time.
But don't you find you have more time now? More time for yourself with cadets zipping through your yard and garden work. What do you do? You know, what's your hobby?
I raise dogs. Big ones to chase nosy survey men. Go get him, puppy!
Here's a bonus for you. Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, anytime before July 1st, from a participating dealer. And you'll get an international rotary mower free. To find your cadet dealer, phone Western Union, ask for operator 25. The time now, at Radio Central and everywhere else, is 15 and a half minutes before the hour, and we're all on the Monitor beacon.
Northeast Yellowbird jet service to Boston. Now
did he say Northeast Yellowbirds to Boston?
Yes, sir. Northeast is all jets to Boston. 16 Yellowbirds every weekday with hot food on every flight.
16 Yellowbird jets to Boston?
Yes.
Hot food, too.
Uh-huh.
When do they leave?
7:30, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, 1:32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 30, and 10:30.
Hey, that's catchy. Would you sing it again?
No.
Catch the Boston Yellowbird. 16 a day, all jets.
Save the plum, the colorful Kodak way. Don't forget the Kodak film today.
Big days, little days, fun days, days to remember in pictures. Baseball's in full swing. Graduation, wedding days are nearly here. And carefree summer vacation holds much in store. This year, make it all live on in color with dependable Kodak color film.
Save the plum, the colorful Kodak way. Don't forget the Kodak film today.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of living.
Gene Rayburn once again, next on Monitor from Montreal. We have an odd bit of info about Expo, which has to do with ice cream. And of all places, the Russian Pavilion. You know some of the exotic names we have for ice creams in this country? Well, you have chocolate chip, mint, and burnt almond fudge swirl. They sound almost prosaic against such Russian specialties as Cosmos, Sun, Luna, Aurora Borealis. Can't you just hear someone coming at the fair saying, let me have 10-cent cone of Aurora Borealis. Tovarish, ochi charnia. Oh, I want little caviar on top ice cream there. Sergio Mendes, fading away there, night and day, on Monitor. Now, a message meant for you.
Put more sparkle in your life today with sparkling champagne. Get with living the exciting way. Drink sparkling champagne.
Mealtime, party time, anytime is happy time with sparkling champagne. C-H-A-M-P-A-L-E. Like nothing else you ever tasted except champagne. Buy sparkling champagne wherever beer is sold. Costs just pennies more. Sparkling champagne, malt liquor, Metropolis Brewery, Trenton, New Jersey.
Thank you. Hi, this is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archer, visiting Vera Miles, lovely co-star of The Spirit is Willing, a Paramount picture. And it's a ghost story, isn't it, Vera? How about some clues?
Now, Army, how could you enjoy it if I cleared up all the suspense? But I will tell you this.
Yes?
The Spirit is Willing is not only full of mystery and chills, it's guaranteed to keep you laughing while you shudder. And now, mum's the word, Army. Unless you want to talk about Coppertone.
A pleasure, Vera. And I see you've joined the Tannibles.
Hasn't everyone? You get such a marvelous tan with Coppertone, and I never worry about drying or peeling.
That's because Coppertone contains the most widely beach-tested sunscreen, and it's also enriched with moisturizers that make skin more tannable, keep it satiny smooth.
Well, I wouldn't dream of using any other suntan product.
That's right, Vera. Tan, don't burn. Use Coppertone.
Exactly. Coppertone truly gives you a better tan. And you may quote me, Army Archer.
Thank you, Vera Miles. I will.
Tijuana Trumpet Man, Herb Alpert with Casino Royale.
If there's but one strand of hair on top of your head, give it a break before it drops dead. Even a kid who's got more than his share should make extra sure he shampoos it with care. So pick up a tube of Breck Concentrate Shampoo. Cleans each strand so gently it's a hair saver for you. And the whole family will have hair that looks great because Breck quality is in Breck Concentrate. Sounds quite expensive? Then price it. You'll see how much can be saved when you buy quality. If you've a strand to your name, shampoo it with care. Try Breck Concentrate. It cleans every hair.
On Monitor Next, Arlene Francis, brought to you by O'Brien Paint. Be sure the paint you're buying is O'Brien. Here's Arlene.
In the film comedy, Divorce American Style, Dick Van Dyke is married to Debbie Reynolds. They have two children, and after 17 years of marriage, they get a divorce. In real life, Dick has been happily married for 19 years. He and wife Marjorie have four children, and in just a minute, Dick and I will talk about his home in Encino, California. First, this word for O'Brien. Unless you've had lots of experience at house painting, lots of questions are going to come up when you do the job yourself. For example, can I use the same paint on metal gutters and downspouts that I use on wood siding? Or, I've just replaced the porch railing, do I have to prepare the raw wood before I apply the house paint? Well, when questions like these come up, go where the answers are, to your neighborhood O'Brien paint dealer. He has the answers to these questions and to any others you may have, and he'll take the time to answer all your questions and to offer helpful suggestions which could save you time and money. He also has O'Brien's Weather King Latex House Paint, the easy-to-use house paint with superb hiding power and with strong resistance to fading, blistering, and chalking. Weather King Latex House Paint. Now, Dick Van Dyke, let's talk about your house in San Fernando Valley. I know it's a large, rambling, comfortable place, but would you fill in some of the details for us?
Well, it's an old house. It's about 42, 43 years old. It took a large, rambling amount of money to get it in shape.
Yes.
But it's Spanish. My wife said it's country Spanish because it's all on one floor and it rambles over. We're on about 2 acres out there. And since we moved in, it was one of those Spanish houses that were built back 40 years ago when Spanish houses were all the thing.
Of course.
Out in Hollywood. And over the years, the different owners had put down vinyl tile with gold laced in it.
Yes.
And steps, you know, had aluminum stripping across them and had put a tar paper roof on. And it had all the possibilities, you know. It was adobe and it had everything, and a lot of wonderful painted tiles buried in the walls inside and out.
Yeah.
So we put A Spanish or Mexican tile down. About a foot square, earth-colored Mexican tile all throughout the house.
Mm.
And it came out beautifully. We put a red tile, flat red tile, roof back on it. And by painting and tearing
brought
out
it back
things,
to Spain, huh?
We brought it back to Spain.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the Castile, I guess.
Does it have a Spanish garden?
Yes, it does, with a pond and
yes,
all the plants and trees and everything out in the front. Yes, it's very beautiful.
Have you kept the furnishing inside, sort of Spanish and Mexican, too?
Oh, very much so. Very
like
much
what? So. Like
what?
Tell us what
it's
like.
Oh, well, you know, everything is big, heavy pieces of dark wood.
Yeah.
And my wife's a nut on buying those great big, you know, floor candelabra that are five feet
yes,
tall, carved.
Yes.
They're all over the house. And
do you have them electrified or do you use candlelight?
No, we use candles in them.
That's nice.
Yeah, lots of candles we have around the house.
Doesn't your wife collect chandeliers?
Yes. Yes, as a matter of fact. She put a chandelier. Of course, we have one of those huge Spanish tables about 14 feet long in the dining room, you know, the heavy wood.
Yeah.
And she got two, beams from the Hearst Castle.
What, San Simeon?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
With the gargoyles on the ends.
Oh,
and
yes,
that built into a tremendous chandelier with candles on it over the dining table.
Must be handsome, though, isn't
it? Yeah. It's kind of a sword of Damocles. You don't stay too long and eat too much with that thing hanging up there.
Are there any others that she's collected?
Yes, the living room has a huge wrought iron one that she picked up somewhere in Mexico and brought back with
her. She's kind of chandelier crazy, right?
Oh, yes.
Are you a collector, too?
No, not in anything for the house. I haven't collected any furniture or anything. That's strictly her department.
Sounds like an efficient arrangement. Thank you, Dick. I've been talking with Dick Van Dyke, star of Divorce American Style. And this is Arlene Francis for Monitor. And now, a word for O'Brien.
When it's paint you plan on buying, see the man who sells O'Brien. He can answer any questions you may have. He'll explain just how to use the O'Brien paint you choose for quality, top quality. Be sure you see the man who sells O'Brien.
One more time.
Be sure the paint you're buying is O'Brien.
Arlene Francis will be back later today with actor, author, art expert, Vincent Price. Monitor will be back with the latest NBC News in just a minute. Gene Rayburn here.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor. This is your station, the pulse of the nation. It's NBC.
Do you think all cars are pretty much alike these days? All variations on the same theme? Then you should look to the GM Mark of Excellence. At General Motors, we make more kinds of cars than anybody else, including America's only front-wheel drive cars, rear-engine cars, and true production sports cars. We also offer you more options, like headlights that turn themselves on and off automatically, a system that tells you from inside the car if your outside lights are working, or how about a sporty road machine powered by an overhead cam engine. General Motors offers you these and more. In fact, no one else offers you as much. But then, no other car maker has a mark like ours. The GM Mark of Excellence. On every Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, and Cadillac.